This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. That's pretty cool, which we appreciate very much. Thank you for that. Merry Christmas to you. We are in Christmas spirit mode here on What's On Your Mind. If you're in search of the Christmas spirit, I'd suggest you find a magical Medora Christmas tour stop near you. And they guarantee you will find the Christmas spirit if you don't already have it. I think they have some kind of money-back guarantee, don't they, Todd? I think they have a, sort of like the MyPillow thing, like if it just, you know, this is a great pillow, but I just, for whatever, it doesn't work. If you go to the show and you don't feel the Christmas spirit, then you can say, hey, I'd like my money back. Can't you? I think you can. Kevin, can you?
Go for you it. Think? I'm sure you could try.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Talk to Bill Scott said so. Yeah. There you go.
Tell him.
That's what I do.
Yeah, find Bill Sorensen. Tell him Scott sent you. I'll be the one in trouble. Yeah, exactly right. I love it. Anyway, we're going to talk with those folks today. They were in Alexandria last night. They'll be in Jamestown tonight. They are off from Jamestown to Minot for two shows on Tuesday, tomorrow. Devil's Lake is Wednesday. Grafton is Thursday. Three shows in Fargo, Friday and two Saturday. This coming weekend at Fargo North High School. And then Henning, Minnesota on Sunday. And then there's a whole other week yet. And they'll wrap up in Bismarck at the Belle Mayhus Auditorium. Medora.com to get your tickets. 1-800-Medora.com. Or you can also go to Medora.com and do them that way. The kids are fighting again? Kevin, what are you talking about?
Witnesses.
Oh, no. Jerry Nadler.
Gentlemen, may proceed.
Kids are fighting.
So, I feel the ruling of the chair.
That is not a ruling.
The kids are fighting again.
They're fighting again. This started, in case you missed it,
boy,
with a total food fight. A hilarious one. And the Republicans, they were out of line because they wanted an opening statement. And, I mean, how outrageous for a minority party.
Gentleman's not recognized.
To have an opening statement.
Gentleman's not recognized.
Yeah.
Gentleman's not recognized.
It went on for a little while because Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the committee, was sound asleep, and then that just all fell apart. And then
they are going at it now.
Listen, let's go.
No. Motion to table.
Just put it in writing first, then you can call the vote.
Motion to table is...
At least you're following the rules.
Motion to table is sustained.
At least you're following the rules. He says,
we can start playing
a
game. Is it ceasefire?
Mr. Nadler votes aye.
Hang on, guys. Listen.
Ms. Lofton votes aye. Ms. Jackson Lee.
Aye.
Ms. Jackson Lee votes aye. Mr. Cohen.
Aye.
Mr. Cohen.
They're voting. They made them vote.
Sure, she didn't listen to that part.
See, they're supposed to vote. And he normally blows it off. They're supposed to put it in writing, and they normally blow it off. So they're just making them follow the rules is all they're doing. It's not that big a deal. And, again, you know what Republicans are asking for? Clutch your pearls. An opening statement. Oh my gosh, the arrogance of it all. I can't even believe they want that. My gosh. Okay, anyway, that's about all we're going to give you in the way of impeachment coverage today. Is if we see a food fight break out, we're going to go there because it's really boring today. It is the attorneys asking questions of the members on the side he represents.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot it is better than that. They play back clips from previous hearings. There's that. Well, wait a minute. It's so sad, ladies and gentlemen. It's so sad. And I have to tell you this. Don't throw anything at me.
Look at Andy Biggs. He's just like, oh, this guy got nothing.
They can't see that, Kev.
Oh, okay. I'm just glued to it now after the food fights all morning.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. So Andy Biggs had his head in his hand,
oh, my gosh.
Taking a nap. But in all seriousness, I'm trying to be serious about this. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. And this is what is on the televisions of every American to see. This is our government. This is the government the founding fathers envisioned. And I don't care what side you're on. If you can't look at that and just say, ugh, not now. Not now. Do you know why they did it before Christmas and rushed it right up to Christmas? You know, don't you? It's because they got people who want to campaign in January. Politics is more important than Christmas. I mean, this happened, is happening, and I think it's very sad. I want to say something else about a story we're going to cover today. Burleigh County Commission will meet in a special meeting tonight at Horizon Middle School. We have all the details of that. We have some guests to talk about that on both sides of the issue today on the program. It's an important hearing. It's an important topic. But does it need to happen today? Just hear me out a second. Does it need to happen today? In other words, is there actual urgency to it must happen by this day because they need to make a decision one way or another by, you know, a date before Christmas? I don't know the answer to this. But I spent a lot of time pondering this weekend and also doing a boatload of research for the show related to the Trump administration, for instance, and why this change happened, which I believe was a very, very good thing. It's a very smart move. The reason the numbers are as low as they are compared to previous years is the fact that the Trump administration said, whoa, time out, new procedure. So this is the Trump administration, actually, that's asking this question. Now, the question is being asked in North Dakota, a state that has seen the refugee program, in my mind, horribly mismanaged by LSS. This is an LSS problem. This isn't a refugee problem. This isn't we hate somebody. We don't like that person. This is we didn't do these people a good service. When you think it's okay for the state of North Dakota to take triple the number of refugees that New Jersey does, you're challenged at math, number one, and number two, for whatever reason you're doing that, whether it's more money from those refugees, you're doing the refugees a disservice. You're doing the refugees a disservice. Now, I have the ability to separate out my own personal, I don't want to call it anything fancy schmancy, but it's just sort of the way I operate in life, that I see everybody as someone in the likeness an image of God. And I don't see them as red, blue, black, brown, you know, what from Congo, from, you know, I don't. That's just not me. I don't. So, you know, to me, none of this stop. You remember my suggestion to the Cass County commissioners was vote yes on this request. But put some stipulations in that you will get the answers you need and we should have and are due as taxpayers from LSS. The other equation here is, of course, the need for employees. And this is a real serious problem. This threatens businesses. This stunts growth. That problem is real. And I don't know why. But if we did not have the refugee population and there were 100 checker jobs at Walmart, 80 would go unfilled. Okay? I don't know why that is. Somebody smarter than me is going to have to figure out why that is. And so if you run a Walmart, guess what? You're grateful for these refugees. And there's bad actors in every segment of society. But if they're already here, that's one thing. If we're welcoming them, that's another thing, and that's why people understandably are upset. LSS has blown this in a big way. They've blown it, and that's why you're seeing the animus you are. Do not take it out. New York Times, LA Times, any other national media. I wish you'd leave, just like I wished you'd leave during DAPL, because you have no clue about the people of this state. None. And you can come in with your little racist narrative and write whatever you want, but you know what? You should not take it out on the people that are objecting to this request, because this request is not about the people coming in. This is about the request by the people welcoming them in and can't give basic, simple answers to questions. Does that make sense? So when I say this hearing shouldn't be denied, it shouldn't be denied, because the temperature is, you know, boiling over in Burleigh County right now. And that's going to come out on the refugees, not on where it should. So I hope it's postponed till after, or more people can get more data. But maybe I'm crazy. You tell me your view when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota, the Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Todd's not hearing me in the break, Daniel.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
You know what I'm looking at right now?
But
Crystal Lopez and Alicia Marcella from our team.
Oh, yeah.
Alicia does traffic. So all of the commercials, where they go, that's her job. And Crystal is the sales and marketing coordinator for me. She has to manage me. Can you imagine that?
Ouch, what a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, first thing. But I'm watching them right now. Add bulbs for the Christmas tree. How about that? Nice little Christmas ornaments going on the tree. Lights are on.
The What's on Your Mind lobby tree.
I get emotional when I see Christmas lights. Does anybody else do that? I mean, I get a little choked up. I mean, I love it. Especially if you're listening to Christmas music and looking at the lights. And my mom, excuse me, was a Christmas nut. You guys, any of you have a Christmas nut for a mom?
Oh, yeah. Our whole family. So my mom and my sister were completely over the top. Yeah. Loved it. I loved it, too. It was always a great Christmas.
Every corner of the house. And I loved it, too. Yeah. I mean, in the window, the whole thing.
Loved it.
And my wife is not a Christmas nut, but she's as Christmas crazy as my mom was. She's just, you know, everything, the lights in the windows, the tree all lit up, the Department 56 Snow Village ones above the cabinets. I mean, it's the whole thing. And somehow I've managed, because we put Christmas candle lights in the windows, to not have to be Clark Griswold outside. Occasionally I'll take on a tree and usually, you know, I have a deep wound about 15 minutes in and then I end the project. Usually scratched to a branch or something, but... Yeah, it's Christmas. It's
the most beautiful
Christmas
thing I've ever seen.
It is. It is. It is. The other thing I was going to tell you before I get to the calls here is that we are brought to you in part by the energy of North Dakota. Over Christmas and the holidays, your family will come here, you'll go there, there'll be a lot of that. And I don't know about you, but when I go somewhere and people hear about North Dakota, they want to know about what? Oil. They'll say, oh, oil. Oh, what's happening there? Ooh, shale. Which I love. I do. But anyway, use the opportunity to tell them about the opportunities. Tell them about the future that North Dakota has. And, you know, how these communities are growing and the quality of life. And it's really neat. So find out more at Energy of North Dakota. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be my guest host as I'm off to D.C. with our listeners tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Leon Francis. You may have heard him when he called in one day. I said, you need to guest host the show. And he said, okay, I will. He and Raheem Williams are going to guest host next Friday. So that'll be a lot of fun, too. And I know Ron's planning a lot of things, including a discussion on legacy fund dollars. You know, how should we use them? What was intended? Ron was one of the driving forces behind the legacy fund. It'd be perfect for him to be here. And, of course, elected leaders now are going out around the state, Rich Wardner and the House Minority Leader together, taking input on that, so it's a good time to think a little bit about it, if you know what I mean. All right, let's go to Fowler in Fargo. Fowler, F-O-L-E-R, Fowler. Do I have that right? Am I saying that right?
Close enough. It's Fowler. An old family name, but some old family ideas.
There you go.
Yeah, hey, I'd like to tell the folks that Scott's right on the money on a couple of these ideas. One is this Medora musical thing. I'll tell you what. Bill Sorensen and his crew do an absolutely marvelous job, not only musically, but they tell the whole story and even mention the birthday now and then. And it's a very pleasant evening. Well invested $30. The other one was Salmon Dinner with Carol Juvin was a hit. That was a good one.
Did you do that?
Yes, we did. We said hi to you that evening, but... The other thing that's just kind of a head-scratcher in this immigrant talk is that quite often legal doesn't seem to be a factor. And our columnist here proclaiming himself as the most well-loved columnist in the forum mentions a bunch of names that are certainly not Olson and Kruger, but they're coming from areas that are being... becoming unlivable by the very religious idea that seems to be so warmly embraced these days. And I don't get it. Why in the world should we welcome people who are being displaced by radical Islam and then refrain from telling the truth about it here? So that's just the question for the day.
It's a good question. I think the columnist you're referring to is a fellow by the name of Jim Shaw, and
yeah,
Jim is Jim has spent a lot of time in a lot of news. Could you tell that I was doing a little quotes there? Newsrooms. And yeah. That's when I say
your
news,
finger quotes, is that?
Thank
that
you.
I heard.
Yeah, I mean you can't see it on the radio. So Todd, if I go like news, yeah, and then pause, you'll know what I'm doing, right? Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so he's been
did,
in a lot.
He did
he's
have
been,
a really.
I'm sorry.
He did really have a good one on Cliff Hill. I really liked that one. That was very good.
Yeah. No, I mean every blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. Absolutely, no, I hear you. But he's worked in newsrooms for years and TV and whatever. And you know, fine person. I've known him. He's had some health struggles over the years, and certainly included him in prayers, and knew his wife as well. And but he's one of those sort of angry liberals in a newsroom. You know, it isn't just a, you know. It's okay to be liberal. It's America, right? It's okay to be liberal and in a newsroom. It's you know, whatever. But when you turn it into your profession and you're angry about it, that's just sort of sad. So I honestly do not read it. I don't. God is my witness. I don't remember the last time I read a Jim Shaw column beginning to end. God is my witness. No hyperbole there. I just always say, why bother? I don't need to be lectured to by an angry liberal. My point is those folks should spend about, you know, one-tenth the time they do in liberal circles, in a circle of sort of, you know, like other folks, like you and I, Fuller. And just try to understand us, they'd be better columnists. You know, Mike McFeely is the same way. He's never going to consider the point of the other person. He's going to rip the living daylights out of the other person anytime he can, and like a dog taking a doo-doo deal, rub their nose in it rather than sort of spend some time. But so you can't really waste a lot of energy on folks like that. Now, but what he's saying is not unique to Jim Shaw. He is saying, Fuller, that you and I are racist because we ask questions as to whether or not the taxpayers have borne too much of the brunt of this situation. And you know what? You can love someone. You can love someone to death almost. In other words, okay, I love this a person from wherever they're from, and still say I can't afford to have you come stay with me or feed you or whatever. That's not racist. That's practicality. You know. So. It's unfortunate, but I honestly, and I'm curious if anybody in Berlia County agrees or disagrees. I honestly would like to see them cancel that hearing tonight if there's nothing in the way of urgency, because it's getting too ugly and there's not enough information out there. And honestly, if I were Berlia County Commission, I wouldn't want to hear it until I had all the information, and they don't. LSS has blown it. You know, they are incompetent in answering questions. They are an empire building entity that has been ridiculously allowed by others to, just because they're LSS, things are fine. No, that's not true. They should, now, I guess they're getting a little bit better, but it's still damage done from years past. So let's just take a breather on the whole thing. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call. We'll go to Berlia County and Jason when we come back, and what's on your mind.
If you've been waiting to buy a hot tub, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 says now is the time. Because right now, they have a sale where over 50 hot tubs are on sale, $4,500 to $79.99. No kidding. Over 50, under $8,000 right now, with 12 months, no interest, no payments, financing. And these are all pre-owned certified hot tubs. That's right. Plus, they come with a warranty, too. Call Ben right now. Find one that's perfect for you. 701-238-5892. Up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Check this one. Here's a Vanguard. We have one. Paid $17,000. Right now, it's $7,000. Stop by the pre-owned showroom, 601 Main Avenue West, West Fargo. Or go online to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 and see for yourself the incredible pre-owned blowout sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hurry, these deals won't last long.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest impeachment hearing underway now in the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. As it begins, a pro-Trump heckler is let out of the room.
Majority and the minority of this committee.
This hearing is to feature testimony from the top Democratic and Republican lawyers on the intelligence and judiciary panels. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that formal articles of impeachment against President Trump are going to be drafted.
The Saudi government says the U.S. will have its full cooperation into what's now a terrorism investigation concerning the deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola Friday. Part of the investigation will see if the Saudi national involved acted alone or was part of a group. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
I think I'm going to need to switch chairs to a recliner because this is really relaxing and fun and nice and kind of, I'm watching them decorate the Christmas tree, coincidentally, and we're playing wonderful Christmas music. We're doing that now till Christmas time on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. The School of Health Sciences at UMary has maintained quite the reputation for superb nursing education for six decades. Think about that. And now the nursing program has been recognized for uncompromising standard of excellence by Mountain Measurements as the, are you ready? Number one nursing program in the nation. Did I mention they're number one?
Numero uno.
The diligent oversight and expertise of their nursing faculty at the UMary shows in the test results of the graduates. Listen to this. Each nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try. A 100% success rate. How can you not be proud to receive that honor? Or even prouder of top-notch nursing graduates that bring credit to the long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary. Each class of graduates continues to live up to the School of Health Sciences' mission, which is to prepare healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage who respect and defend the dignity of the human person. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing. Back to the calls here. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Fun show here for you today, folks. We're going to meet Nate Tangway in just a little bit. Nate is a former NDSU Bison gridiron star. And he is going to be doing some reports for us between now and Frisco. I know, coaches probably won't like me saying that because we're not there yet, but, in fact, a little bit of a scare this past weekend, but. Anyway, Nate will be here, so we're going to introduce you to him. He's going to be here Mondays and Fridays checking in with us. We also are going to visit with Carrie Fry, who is the Workforce Center Manager at Job Service of North Dakota. I want to get some real data on refugees and the numbers. We're going to talk to someone that employs refugees at Cardinal IG, and we're going to talk to someone who is organizing an effort of opposition to the LSS request for more refugees in 2020, Brianna Garay. So all of that coming up. We also have Bill Sorensen. Yes, that Bill Sorensen. Sixth year producing and starring in the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. and they're making their way to Jamestown in the wintry road conditions, but they'll be there. Plenty of time coming from Alexandria, Minnesota to Jamestown next, so we'll tell you about that as we go throughout the program today as well. So lots of fun. We actually were going to be in Alexandria today, but the weather thought something different. So let's get to the calls here. And I'm getting a number of texts, and you can always text me, too, 701-367-2054. I haven't had a chance to read them on air yet. But somebody is saying, are you nuts? Why would you want to have Burley County cancel the meeting tonight, where they will decide whether or not Burley County will accept refugees? Well, I asked a question. My question was simply this. Does it have to be tonight? I'm seeing a lot of ugly out there. A lot of ugly from the national media because they're saying, of course, we're racist. You say, no, you're racist. That's what the national media does. They are arsonists. They're, you know, maybe I should rephrase that. They're not arsonists as in the true form of arsonists. They're an arsonist in the form of they come in and stir it up, pour gas on the fire, and then they leave. Don't need that, because we're not a racist state. We are not a racist state. We are not a racist state. Never have been, as long as I've been here, and never will be if I have anything to say about it. So just leave. This is not about someone's the color of their skin. Stop. Leave. We don't want to hear it anymore. Go away. North Dakota, first county in the nation to reject Donald Trump's... Give me a break. So, Mike, back to the texter. My suggestion was this is getting ugly, thanks to them. I think the numbers will be enormous against this. I think there'll be some people in significant numbers as well for it. And it just will not be Christmas tonight at Horizon Middle School. It won't. Got enough noise in this country going on with impeachment. Just put it off. And in the meantime, the Burley County commissioners could get some time. I understand Mark Armstrong's not even going to be there. Todd, do you know that to be true? Somebody is...
I've heard that. I don't know firsthand, but I have heard that from a few people.
Yeah, and I've heard it from enough now that, you know, I'm guessing, I don't know if he's on trip or what, but he was rather terse with us about talking about it. So, you know, whatever. And he's in a bit of a tough spot because he works at WSI, and they obviously... do very good work on behalf of employers and the state. So, you know, I don't know if he feels like that would make him have to go one way or another. I don't know. Whatever. But if he's not there, if it's not members not there, and it's a lot going on, I've heard there were possibly two members wouldn't be there. So who knows? But just put it off. Just postpone it. Somebody, please, some adult in the room somewhere in Burley County, just get everybody in the room and say, do we have to do this now? Because is this really that necessary? Or That'd be my vote. The weather. Yeah, that's it. The weather canceled it. Sorry, inclement weather. We are going to cancel, and we'll see you after Christmas. Steve is on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to comment on those Jim Shaw columns. There are a whole bunch of columns in the forum, and I read them all. But the self-grandizing about how everybody loves them is interesting. But just the sheer hypocrisy of virtually everyone on the left. You know, I'm not saying that everything they believe in is terrible and wrong, but they never look at the reality of the situation. There's only so much tax revenue, whether it be at the county level or the state level or the federal level, and the number of individuals that want to come here and live this lifestyle is almost infinite. It's millions and millions and millions. So at some point, the burden and this wonderful report that, oh, they pay for themselves, I would be skeptical if the school and medical and all the indirect costs are in that, but I don't know that. That's just speculation. But at some point, you can just not tax the hardworking people of Burley County or Cass County or the state of North Dakota or the citizens of the United States and expect these millions of dollars to take care of people that there's just a limitless number that step in line next. We've got to have some controls around that, do we not?
Absolutely. It's not that we don't want to do this. It's that we can't continue to do it, or will be one of those countries that people will saying, I need to leave because they can't even, you know, make the trains run on time. And people are in this, you know, I mean, it's just like, at what point do you reach a breaking point? And I, obviously we're away from that, but we're a lot closer to it than we were 10 years ago and 20 years ago. So I don't think that's like a laughable thing. And I also think that there is nothing wrong with wanting to know the facts. This problem is a problem of LSS's making. It is not anything other than that. Appreciate the call, Steve. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Sorry, I'm just eating a handful of peanuts here, but as far as
Todd would like some, if you don't mind.
I hope you brought some for the whole class.
Kevin says as long as you're doing Scott and Todd, those. I do what you just did, by the way, all the time, and I get an interesting look from my wife, who thinks it's pretty risky to take a bite of something when you're on hold for somebody. But if I'm on hold and they come on and they hear me eating, that's their fault. They put me on hold and I had time to eat. So never mind. Go ahead, Jamie. What were you going to say?
As far as canceling this meeting, I'm way against that. The first meeting, we had a no vote secured. I mean, vast majority, it was going to be a no vote. The longer we wait and the more of these media outlets pressure these county commissioners, and I don't know any of them personally, but they're going to get pressured and more people are going to call them racist and they're going to get scared
Jamie, it's Christmas.
They're going to end up voting.
It's Christmas. You know, regardless of what happens tonight, that hearing is going to be ugly, don't you?
That's fine. I'm fine with that. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't care.
I don't. I'm not.
It's going to be ugly next time too, Scott.
Well, I agree with you. That's a good point. It is going to be ugly next time. I'll give you that.
These guys know Burley County residents don't want this going down. And no matter what happens, we're going to get called racist anyway, so who cares? Do what's right for Burley County. You get these loudmouth minorities calling us racist and bigots, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? I don't care if these people are from England. I don't want them coming over here. Yeah. We got enough problems in Burley County of people that need help that we don't need to pile more people on here.
Right.
And as far as Jim Shaw goes, I'm going to get off that. I'm going to tell you one more thing about Jim Shaw.
Sure.
Sorry for cutting you off, but I'll bet you a $100 bill that if Jim Shaw thought most of these refugees coming in here were going to be Trump supporters, he'd be against it. Because he knows most of them are going to be voting Democrats. So I bet anybody anything on that.
That's priceless.
You have a good day, Scott. I appreciate you, buddy.
What's the vote going to be tonight?
I'm going to say it's going to be Jones is supposed to not show up either, but I'm going to say we're going to get a no vote by one. So we're going to win it. We're going to get no. These guys are going to realize we got to do what's right for Burley County and what the people here want. So.
Appreciate the call, Jamie. Thanks. Got to keep moving here. I'm squeezing one before the break. Rosella, quickly, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. It takes a long time with all this information. You talk about we need workers. You know, this always comes up. And the bottom line, again, is there's different ways. There's refugees, there's immigrants, and then we have green cards. Now, the real workers we need are farm workers. And we need oil workers. We need that kind of stuff. But if you're a farmer, they can apply through the green card, and we take the farmer that receives one of those people to come and work. He has to furnish him with housing, food, or just a gamut of things. And I know this personally. And then they can be here, I believe it's 9 months. Now that may vary, but then they have to go back to their own country for a while.
Rosella, if you don't mind, we're up against a break. Hang on, I want to get some more information from you, and I will pose that to the folks from Job Service next hour, okay? Hang on a sec, don't go away. We'll chat during the break. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Nate Tangway talking Bison. Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there.
And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of the Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton. For where we're at, western North Dakota, yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
What a voice. What a pay. What a pay to have that smooth. Bing Crosby.
What the prettiest sight to see.
Todd Mitchell-like voice. Wouldn't you, Kevin? I mean, it's just like, what I would give. I am going to give you one exception from all Christmas music all the time, Now Tell the Christmas, right now, because we have a special guest joining us on the program, and yeah, that good idea. There we go. That will work for this segment. We are pleased to welcome to the team a NDSU alum from the many successful teams. NDSU has had one of the seven. I mean, just it's a dynasty. It is a dynasty. And we're pleased to have him following Bison football for us in another run to Frisco. He'll be joining us Monday and Friday right through the run here on What's On Your Mind. Please welcome Nate Tangway. Nate, how are you?
I'm awesome, man. Thanks for having me.
You like that music? It still gets you pumped up a little, the hair on the back of your neck stand up at all? Or?
No, you know what? I was thinking the Bing Crosby. I'm a huge, huge Christmas guy, so I love, you know, Crosby and Sinatra, all the old stuff.
Tell folks about you, and Nate Tangway, and your time with the Bison. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Man, it's, you know, I mean, obviously the game's awesome. They're fun. A couple great ones stand out. 2014 championship, you know, against Illinois State, the 2018 championship against James Madison, and then obviously when we beat Iowa at Iowa. But, I mean, it's the best part about it is hanging out with the guys in the locker room and outside of the locker room. You know, those are the best parts. So that's something I always tell everyone, all the guys, whenever they want to hear, like, oh, man, do you miss playing? I said, no, I miss being with everybody. So those are the things that all those guys are going to remember is winter camp. And the games, you know, they're fun, but these guys are absolutely loving every minute of it.
Yeah, do you, I mean, is it just as you get about this time, is there just, I mean, what I don't get, if you remember the Bison, like, okay, this is not new. I mean, they get the Frisco, it's not new. They win, it's not new.
Yep.
It's almost like, oh, you know, sort of, mm-hmm, but it's a new team, right? They haven't been to all of them. Well, how do you stay pumped up when it's sort of blasé fare now?
Man, it's, you know, as a player, it's not hard. Because it's expected. Because if you lose, if you're that team to lose like we were in 16, it's so disappointing and you feel like such a failure. It's you win the national championship now or you're a failure, you know, especially to the state and all the Bison fans. So it's, that's a great way for them to get pumped up. But you know, the fans, I mean, it's, for them to get pumped up, it's a couple different games, you know, it's James Madison, any South Dakota State. You know, a Montana State, some of those regional teams. But, you know, I mean, for Illinois State this weekend, that's a tough one to get pumped up for, even though, because we just beat them by 28 points or something, you know?
Bison beat Nicholls State this past weekend. I'm just assuming everybody knows that, 37-13.
Yep.
They'll play Illinois State next weekend. And they've, of course, already beaten Illinois State 37-3. So we sort of know the matchup there, right? Do we even need to, like, I mean, at this point, they're not taking anything for granted, are they?
No, not at all. It's, I mean, those guys, and this is where it all stems from. It's the leadership, you know, and it comes from that 2010 team that ended up losing to Eastern Washington. It's that senior leadership that you pass down to the young guys. And like, okay, this is how I'm supposed to act. This is what I'm supposed to do day in, day out. As long as people keep passing that down the line and you don't have a class that laughs it and just gets really cocky and has a bunch of egos, then we'll be completely fine. We'll keep having this success. And eventually, I mean, they might pull a, you know, a St. Thomas thing and just kick us out.
Proving the fact that you're kind of a big deal, you've already got a call, just so you know. Nobody gets calls that quick. You know, everybody likes to sit back a little bit and kind of, you know, take the measure of the man, but no, already got a call. Hal, West Fargo, question for our friend Nate Tangway. Go ahead.
Hey, maybe it's more of a comment. Hey, Nate, Hal here. Say, you told me your story and how you had separation from this other station we had in town. And I was able to get a hold of Steve Hallstrom through an email and had recommended you for this position. And I know you're a great talent, and I just wanted to wish you the best. It's a great operation what Scott has running here. You two are going to be like brothers. You know, you two are going to get along so well, it'll be unbelievable.
You're talking about Nate and I are going to get along like brothers? I'm a suit guy kind of, Nate. I don't know if you know that or not, but I mean, I like him and everything, but maybe you're talking about Steve. Be careful there. It's not, you know, this is kind of a shotgun marriage.
There will be no Bison ass kissing from Scott Hennin right now.
Anyway, Hal, thanks for the kind message.
Thank you, Hal. I appreciate you.
Now, you grew up in the Milwaukee area. Where did you come from before you came, you know, as a freshman at NDSU?
You know, so the town was called Miguanago. I grew up in Milwaukee in my younger life. But, you know, See, that's the thing. I thought it was a small town. It was, 25,000 people, and I thought that was small. And then I came up here, and people had classes at 8 to 10 people. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. But, you know, I thought I was going to play basketball. I used to be a lot smaller, so I played the point, and I played on some really, really good teams. A bunch of friends that are in the, NBA and overseas.
I'm glad you're joining us. I'm glad you came. I'm glad the story's a good one. We're going to learn more about it as we go. Nate, appreciate your time. Looking forward to chatting with you Monday, Friday to the countdown to Frisco. And, by the way, Jinx, this is not a Jinx. We'll be in Frisco, too, with Nate. So go get him. Nate Tangway, thank you, sir. More coming
up. Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.